This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Airbnb publishes quarterly results later today. It's also now extending its ban on renting properties to partiers. Renters without top reviews can't book one night only. This is about COVID, the neighbors, and local regulators. Marketplace's Matt Levin has that.
Keggers next door weren't the big issue in Truckee, a small mountain town on the California side of Lake Tahoe.
Things like weddings or receptions.
David Polavy is a Truckee City Council member. He says the pandemic and all the Airbnb tourists it produced helped speed new regulations on noise and trash.
The extreme tourism pressures that cities like us really saw did provide us political cover to sort of do what we wanted to do anyway.
And while in the past Airbnb might have fought those regulations in court, it's taken a gentler approach in recent years. Karen Shea researches short-term rentals at the University of Denver.
Their sentiments towards government has changed from confronting to collaboration.
One example, Airbnb has been sharing more of its data with cities that may be looking to boost the local tourism industry. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by C3 AI. C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at C3.AI. This is Enterprise AI. And by Avalara, simplifying sales tax compliance with cloud-based solutions. Avalara automatically integrates with more than 1,000 of the most widely used ERP and e-commerce solutions. Avalara, tax compliance done right. And by Fidelity Wealth Management, helping clients develop tax-efficient investing strategies. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.